Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. This is Ruth Nabia of Daughter of Zion World Ministry bringing you the Word of God. God bless you for listening. Blog Talk Radio with Daughter of Zion World Ministry, and this is Ruth Nabia bringing to you the Word of God tonight. Tonight our sermon is entitled, Can Something Good Come Out of Nazareth? Can Something Good Come Out of Nazareth? And this word is not my word, but it's the Word of God in John chapter 1, verse 46. But I want to read the whole story so that you get what I'm talking about. I'm reading John chapter 1, verses 35 to 47. And I'm reading. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let the words of my mouth be acceptable, and let every heart and every ear that is hearing this word receive this word and do the word and minister to them through your Holy Spirit, O Lord, that they will understand your word faithfully and do it according to your will. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. John chapter 1, verse 35 reads, again, the next day, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked upon Jesus as he walked and said, behold, the Lamb of God. The two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. And Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, what do you seek? They said to him, Rabbi, which means teacher, where are you staying? He said to them, come and you will see. So they came and they saw where he was staying. And they stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He found first his own brother, Simon, and said to him, we have found the Messiah, which translated means Christ. He brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, you are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas, which is translated Peter. The next day he purposed to go into Galilee, and he found Philip. And Jesus said to him, follow me. Now, Philip was from Bethsaida of the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophet who wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Then Philip answered, "Come and see." Come and see. This is the word. Come and see. They are saying, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Can anything good come out of your life? Can anything good come out of somebody who was a nobody? Can anything good come out of the second woman's son? Can anything good come out of somebody no one respected? Can anything good come out of him?" Oh, God, this is the word. He says, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Then Philip says, "Come and see. Come and see with your eyes. Come and see what the Lord is doing." They will begin to wonder. They will wonder what the Lord is going to do with your life. When Jesus was doing the miracles, he was doing miracles. He was changing their name, calling them when the time was due for him to gather his disciples. He didn't do it by himself, but the Father. Everything was ordained. Jesus started doing miracles. And his own people, they started calling him. They knew this is the Jesus who was born, the son, the Nazarene, was born and grew up. Now he's doing wonders. And they are asking, "Can anything good at all come out of Nazareth?" So they don't respect where they are living. A lot of people have, and they have overlooked you. They have overlooked us in the past. But glory be to God. They are about to see. You have to start telling them they should come and see. They will come. They will begin to see what is going to happen, because the Lord is going to fill your mouth with laughter that you will not be able to laugh enough. You actually, your laughter, you will be crying when you are laughing, because they will come and see, and they will not know the words to say. They will begin to wonder. I have a song for you, my dear ones, listening to me. And when we come back, we will ask again that question. He says, "Come and see, come and see, come and see what the Lord is doing. Come and see." They will come and see what the Lord is doing in your life. May they, may your enemies begin to see you differently. May the Lord lift you up so high above all that your name will be written favor. May the Lord change your name. May he follow you. May they come and see what the Lord is doing. Stay blessed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for joining Blog Talk Radio, Ruth Nabia, Daughter of Zion World Ministry, and we are bringing to you the Word of God. And today our sermon is entitled, "Can Something Good Come Out of Nazareth?" Nazareth, the town and the hometown of Jesus Christ. can something good come out of Nazareth? And the answer in the same portion says, come and see. This is the title of our sermon. We are going to talk about the Word of God from this book. And my first book is read from Ruth chapter 2. That is the main word for this title. The title is gotten from John chapter 1, verse 46. And it says, can something good come out of Nazareth? And you have to tell them they should come and see. And now I'm reading Ruth chapter 2, verses 4. Now behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said to the reapers, may the Lord be with you. And they said to him, may the Lord bless you. Then Boaz said to his servant, who was in charge of the reapers, whose young woman is this? The servant in charge of the reapers answered and said, she is the young Moabite woman who returned with Naomi from the land of Moab. And she said, please, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. Thus she came and has remained from the morning until now. She has been sitting in the house for a little while. Then Boaz said to Ruth, listen carefully, my daughter. Do not go to glean in another field furthermore. Do not go on from this one, but stay here with my maid. Let your eye be on the field which they reap, and go after them. Indeed, I have commanded the servant not to touch you. When you are thirsty, go to the water jar and drink from what the servants draw. Then she fell on her face, bowing to the ground, and said to him, why have I found favor in your sight, that you should take notice of me, since I am a foreigner? Boaz answered and said to her, all that you have done for your mother-in-law after the death of your husband has been fully reported to me, and how you left your father and your mother and the land of your birth and came to a people that you did not know previously. May the Lord reward your work, and your wages be full from the Lord, the God of Israel, under those wings you have come to seek refuge. And she said, I have found favor in your sight, my Lord, for you have comforted me, and indeed have spoken kindly to your maidservant, though I am not like one of your maidservants. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the word tonight, which was taken from Ruth chapter 2, verses 4 through to 13. We thank you, Lord Jesus. They should come and see. The word came from our title, came from John chapter 1, verse 46, which says, can something good come out of Nazareth? And you have to tell your people or your enemies. Tell them that the Lord is blessing you, so they should come and see. Let them come and see. They thought you are nothing, a nobody, a slave, a widow. They thought you are so stupid, you don't know what you do. You are not intelligent. You don't have academic excellence. You are a dropout. You are that. But let them come and see. Let them come and see. The Lord is going to bless you enough that they will begin to wonder. He is going to bless you. Your blessing is going to be greater than you yourself can contain it. He's going to make you mighty in your area. You are going to be a miracle in this season. Because this year, 2011, all that the Spirit drops in me says that it's a year of glory. If you draw near to God, you will see what I'm saying, that it is a year that people have to come and see what the Lord is doing. He's going to pour oil. He's going to bless you. He's going to visit you. The Lord is going to visit you, listening to me. The Lord will visit you, and when he visits you, when the Lord visits you, everything about you will begin to change. The Lord visits you and your steps will change. You will not know what you do, but the Spirit of God that sweeps you to places that it connects you and do wonders for you. They will come and see. They have to come and see what the Lord is doing to the children, the chosen generation, the people who are called by his name. May the Lord favor you as he favored Joseph. Joseph brothers thought they had shut his dream. They said, who is he to talk about visions and dream? Who are you, little child? They sold him, made him a slave, but they could not tie his favor. When everything dawned on them, they ran to a foreign, another country, not knowing their own brother that they sold as a slave has become. He's in the king's palace, servant, as a mighty man. They cannot tie your destiny. Nobody can tie your destiny. They can never tie your destiny. If your destiny is from God, no one born by a woman can tie your destiny. It's about time you get up and release. Call on your destiny to be released to you because the Lord is ready. He's hearing you. He wants you to call him and let him release it. All you need do is to call him and let it release. In the name of Jesus, may your favor be released to you. Let them sell you. Let them disgrace you. They spat on you. They said you are not intelligent. You can't do nothing. You are useless. But let Nakiye Mashandi stand in the name of God, the God of Elijah. Ikandiye Mashandi. Lema ai akama ayindiaba. Ina hakashendiere Mashandi. Ni akayama. The Lord is gonna show himself to you. He will visit you. Let the Lord visit you. Allow yourself. Open up. If you want that blessing that I'm talking about, if you want them to come and see, if they are asking that come something, who can you at all do something? They are disgracing you left and right, calling you. When you're about to hit something, they will go on your way to the middle of it and cut off your helpers. But today I'm telling somebody, listen to me, Daughter of Zion World Ministry, that you have to stand firm, stand up for your destiny. Something good will come out of you. You begin to do. The God of Israel is going to use you massively. He's going to use you mightily. You are going to bless. You are going to heal people. You are going to do things that will surpass man's understanding. They will shock. What the Lord is about to do to you, your enemies will get chemical reactions in their system. Their hormones are going to be reacted, and they are going to get, they'll be shocked. They will be shocked. They will be shocked in the land. You are going to shock them. You are going to be the not shocking news in the land where you are living. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord visit you. Listen to me. Do not let anybody shut your dream. You may be planning to do something. Whatever your heart is planning to do, whatever you have decided to do, your mind is set on it. Do not even discuss it with any human being. Tell your God and put it before him, and he will show himself mighty. If it is from him, if according to his will, Lord, he can be. He will bless it. He will connect you, and your dream will come to pass. They will say, who are you to be talking about visions and dreams? They will condemn you. They will say, you belong to the singing group. That's where you belong. You cannot go further. They have drawn a line for you. But today I'm declaring to you, listen to Daughter of Zion World Ministry, that you have the power to break that line of limitations of the devil against your life. Your family, witches and wizards, they are gathering against you, saying that you, we have given you this limit. You can't go far. All you know is LPN or CNA. You move further. All you have is a degree. You have to move further. You have the power, the will. You have to desire for the Lord to release all the others unto you. Desire and connect yourself to the Lord with your praise this year. This year is a year of praise. Sometimes you cannot pray. Even when you pray, you do not know the words you pray. You may pray amiss, but when you praise God for him, for the release, he will release it to you. He will bless you as he favored Joseph. Joseph went through tribulations, went through, they lied on him. They made him all that they could do, but they could not tie his hands. They could not tie the hands of favor upon his life. No one can tie that favor. That is the God that I know and the God that I believe. Now tonight, if you are listening to Daughter of Zion World Ministry on Blog Talk Radio, I am entreating you to seek the God faithfully, and you will release your own destiny. You will not even need any oil to be poured on you by any man or any woman, but you yourself, calling yourself the child of God, you should be able to call God to come to you. you and he will hear you. He's ready. He's ready to use anyone mightily, massively. You are going to show wonders. You will be signing the checks in your office. You're not keying that. They thought they have fired you, so you are going to be jobless. They didn't know that they are firing you, has given you a director of a new position. They are giving you a manager of a new position. They didn't know. They marquee, they forgot to kill you, and they not killing you has made you who you are becoming. They thought they were disgracing you. They thought they have broken your heart. They thought they have killed you. We have finished you. Who are you? You are not my class. Baki Endieba. By the power of Jehovah is speaking to his people tonight. The Lord will move in your life mightily if you connect yourself into him, if you give your life to him, if you call on him. He's Adonai God, the Lord and Master. He's Master of our life. You are the next miracle in your area of residence. Niki Endieva, may the Lord meet you at your point of need. May you never lack. May you get this revelation tonight that you will stand for God and do the things of God, that your own destiny will be released to you. No one can tie us. They wish every day that we suffer. We come borrowing. We stay where we are. Our car will be messed up today, and tomorrow we have to take the little savings that we have to go and fix the car. But glory to God that we have seen the light. The light, the light of grace. The light of grace. The light of grace that has canceled that pisca spirit. In the name of Jesus. That pisca spirit is a spirit. When it's on you, because you don't know God, you don't pray, you don't know so many things, you are blind. You've been jumping from one prophet to another. And some of them don't even tell us the truth. Until the Lord himself visits you. When he visits you, he will speak to you. You will do things. You will do miracles. Mysteries is what you are going to do. You are the next breaking news in your town, in wherever you are, whichever country you are listening to me. May the grace and the favor of God locate you. May favor be written on your forehead. That when they see you, they have to open doors for you to enter. They say, can something good come out of Nazareth? What kind of question is that? They didn't know. They didn't know. They didn't know. They didn't know. They are killing you, backbiting you, going to tell the manager or that director to fire you, sit and pull you down. They didn't know they were putting you on a new throne. They didn't know they were enthroning you to be the queen of the land, to be the one who will sign the checks, you be the treasurer, to be that you are. They didn't know. Oh, Kainia Bashendia. They say, for what that the Maki India ma? For what that the Maki India Bashendia? May the Lord favor you. May the favor of Joseph be upon you. May the favor that we read in the book of Ruth be stored upon you. Ni Kainia. Ruth was a widower. They have suffered and they had to move to a foreign land. But by the grace of God upon them, the God didn't forsake them. They thought at first that the Lord has forsaken them. The Lord has made their life bitter. But the Lord has his purpose at his own time. He delivers at his own time. You can't change the hand of God. You can't change his time. You can't force him at a different time unless his time is due. But when the time is due, your blessings will be like the dew of Mount Hermon. You are going to flourish. Everything you do must prosper. So this is a year of prosperity. A year of majestic breakthrough, because everything is done by the hand of God and under the canopy of Jesus, the Savior, the Messiah. He is healing and changing names. He is healing. Power is changing hands. He can hear my hand. May the Jehovah God, God of Elijah, see you. May he visit you tonight in the name of Jesus. We'll be back in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, can't see.
Then the king gave a great banquet, Esther's banquet, for all his princes and his servants. He also made a holiday for the province and gave gifts according to the king's bounty. When the virgins were gathered together the second time, then Mordecai was sitting at the king's gate. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this favor. I declare the favor of Esther over your life. You listen to me. I declare this favor. This is the favor beyond man's understanding. Esther was an orphan. She had no mother or father. Mordecai took Esther in and looked after her. A girl living with a man, brought up and raised by a man. Glory to God. She is the one who has found favor. Poor, no money. The uncle was a gatekeeper. So if you are a gatekeeper today, how do you take care of a girl? How do you even make that girl know? But the grace, the covenant of favor, when you have it, you can't be ever saying the Kayaba. They will not respect you, but the day will come. You have to wait on the Lord for your day because you are the next miracle. That is all I am saying. I've said it the whole day and I keep saying it. It's in my spirit that I have to say it. You are the next miracle. Just hold on tight to the Lord. Keep your faith on him and build your house upon the rock. The rock that will give you the favor. The rock that has a covenant of favor with you. You have a favor before God and man. You are going to be favored. Then they will begin to ask you, hey, who is she? Who is she? Who is she? Who is he? What? Nia Kashendia. Your life, your name is going to change. Your history is going to be covered up. Your Makiendia. They will want to come closer. They will look for you. But your distance will be so far they can't get you. They will begin to say, she was my friend, she was my hater, but they cannot find you because you are going to be so far from rich because of the grace of the Lord, the grace of favor, the divine favor I declare over you, listen, to Daughter of Zion World Ministry. This is the favor you need. I declare it in the name of Jesus. I declare it before the Lord, my God, tonight over you, listen to me. Now may the Lord Almighty pour that divine favor, the connection onto your life, that people will begin to wonder that you are going to be the next movement of your area, your president, wherever you are, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of the holy name. O Kandi Eba Shandi Ekayaba, Indi Ekabala Shendia. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare peace over your life, that your history, your name is about to change. You are going to be changed. The power of the Lord is changing hands. Your hand is going to change. There's going to be movement. He can be ever, she can be. Your hand is going to hold that power, that position, that miracle. Your hands are going to do so many things. Your children, he can be ever, she. Something is coming out of your house. In the name of Jesus, you are going to be the next king of position wherever you are. In the name of Jesus, I declare favor, the blessings. May Jehovah pour out rain from heaven upon you. May the Lord visit you, because this is what you need. You need the visitation of the Lord. Because when the Lord visits you, your eyes will open, your mind will change, your heart, your spirit. You become a new being, a new creation. You are the only one who knows what you go through. But what is inside you is so sweet that you will never want to leave a minute, oh God, from the Lord, from the Spirit of the Lord. You will never want to. You will make a covenant with him, Markiende, again, on earth, in our realm, that you want to serve the Lord all the days of your life. I pray that the Lord visit you. May he change your name. May those who have hated you and suppressed you, sometimes you want to do something but you think people are going to talk about it, let them talk about it. Don't listen to them. Do not even share. Don't explain it to them. Don't give your dreams to them so that they will shut you down. They will meet you. They will go meet your helpers and shut you. No. Keep doing what the Lord says you should do. Whatever your hand finds, do it well and the Lord will bless it. The Lord will bless your hand, because this year is a year of you have to rise up as a child of God. You must possess your possession. Enjoy in the kingdom. Children of God are supposed to be enjoying everything of the Lord, because the Lord made everything. He is the creator of everything. How come that we are saying that we are Christ followers, Christians, and we are not seeing it? Most of the people are not seeing it. I used to be one, but glory to be Kamahandia. Mashike Neva. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I know, my God. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. May you reveal and show yourself to many who do not know you. They go to church, but they still need to see and understand the meaning of the kingdom of God. They want to know you more. Father, help them. Help my people, listen to me, to know you and give their heart to you. May they continue to, if you desire the Lord, he will come in. Open your heart and repent your heart, that the Lord will use you. If you are even working already as a child of God, repent and do the right things. You know the right things in the Word. The Word of God is clean and holy. Let us live according to the Word of God and not by our ways. Not use our ways to show the Word of God, but let the Word of God show us the way. Ah, mandiera basendia, de nakayandia. You are the maka inde shikia. I declare favor unto your family, unto your house. May your house be blessed in the name of Jesus. May people, they will begin to wonder, because they could not harm you. They brought you down, but you are standing up. They hit you so hard, but you have to stand up. You are going to rise above, because it was even good that they hit you so hard. They hit you and took all your money. They stole your money. They lied to you and you gave your money. You have invested in things that you were duped. By the grace of God, it is better that it happened, because now the eyes of the Lord is upon you, and your own eyes is going to be open, and you will see the glory of God. You are the shining, the next shining star in the name of Jesus, in your area, wherever you are, in the name of Jesus. Mandia, receive the power. Conceive, receive the power of grace. Rinamikaya, the power of grace, the power of favor, the power of the Holy Ghost to surround you. May the blood of Joshua Mashiach cover you. May he protect you from death, from any traps of the devil. In the mighty name of Jesus, I plead the blood over your life, O Yemahandi. I plead the oil of Jehovah over your life. And may the Lord change your name. May the Lord change your name. Make you a new creation. Ma andiye ka iye namashindiya. Andiya kamandiya kashandiya. Ma ayindiya ma. In the name of Jesus, you will never lack. You will never lack a king to rule. You will makaya. You will flourish like the dew of Mount Hermon. You will flourish day and night. You will never run dry. That is what the Lord is going to do for you. They trouble you. Your husband left you, or your wife, whoever left you. But glory be to God, they did. Because the Lord is connecting you to your rightful soul partner. The rightful man, the rightful woman. In the name of Jesus, the rightful source of income. You nekaina. They thought they fired you, but the Lord is connecting you. And it's really, they will wish that they didn't fire you. They wish that they didn't leave. But they are hashindi kayaba. Any maha kiande. They are going to chew their teeth and start asking, who at all is this? They can't even make you up. Yes. Joseph's brothers could not make him up. They thought he was dead and gone. They sold him. They thought he would be wretched. But when the Lord visits you, when the Lord's grace and favor is upon you, that is what will happen. They will begin to wonder. They will ask questions. And what you need, the Lord will tell them. You will tell them. Your life will tell them by itself that they have to come and see. They will come and see. They will come and see. Jesus is healing you. Jesus is breaking you through and breaking you forth. Jesus is walking with you. No hand can touch you. You are blessed beyond all blessings.
Oh, heaven. Thanks for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. This is Ruth Nabia of Daughter of Zion World Ministry, bringing you the Word of God. God bless you for listening.
Lord Jesus, and welcome back to the Zion World Ministry, bringing you the Word of God. It is the time that you have to arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is coming upon you, and you will shine in everywhere you go. Because when that light visits you, when the Lord visits you, that is your light. All you see beyond human flesh. You see beyond every big door. No man or woman becomes bigger for you. That is who you become. And that is when they will begin to ask, that who are you? Who is she? How did he do it? You will tell them it is the Lord. It is the Messiah. It is Jesus. It is the Messiah. Your steps are ordained by the Lord. He said he will do a new thing this season. He is going to do a new thing. He is doing a new thing. He is changing hands. He is giving. He is shocking people's mind. He's going to blow the mind of your people, the mind of your enemies. Because they didn't kill you and they sold you as a slave, that is why you're becoming the king in your place. You are becoming the queen. They have ordained you. They didn't know that they were crowning Jesus. They thought they were putting thongs on his head. They thought they were killing him. They didn't know that they were crowning him king. He is king. He is the Lord, the Messiah. That is what you will become as a child of God, as a follower of Christ. This is the word of God to you tonight. You have to rise up. Rise up. Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord will be seen in you. May the Lord shine his face on you wherever you are. May the Lord change your name. May the Lord change your countenance. May the Lord change your friendships. May the Lord walk you to only the right people in this land. May the Lord bless you and your generation to come. Make a covenant with God, that today I give my life to you, and Lord, I am changing my life for my destiny. He can't ever shake down. He will do it. He will do it. He will visit you. He will talk to you. You will hear him. You will see him. In the name of Jesus, he will use you. He will bless you. That is what you need. You need a genuine blessing. You don't need corrupted blessing. People go around and you people. That is not what we want. That is not the kind of blessing we want. We want a genuine blessing. The ordained blessings by the Lord. The Lord bless Israel. And their names are holy. They have been blessed till this day. That is the kind of blessing we want. Make a covenant with God. Make yourself at peace with God. Bini ashi in the ekayaba. By walking in his light, and you will see the glory of the Lord. He will bring them to you. You don't have to suffer for it. He will bring your source of income to you. He will give you wisdom. You have to ask for it. Ask for the Lord to come to you, and you will see him. The desiring spirit always findeth what it desires. The spirit is so sharp. Because some handy, money akain, they release your spirit to the spirit of the Lord, and he will connect you. He will find you. The Holy Ghost will meet you at the right time. He will visit you. May the Lord visit you, because that's what you need, a visitation. The visit of the Lord is the most important thing. When you have the visit of the Lord will visit you. He will reveal to you. He will show you himself. You will not believe what you see, but you are seeing what you are seeing. Yes. Because the Lord is doing a new thing. He is changing names. He is changing hearts. That is him. Is this the Mahandi? Is this Aika Amaina? He says, I'm the Lord myself. I do what I want and I do what pleases me. The Lord does what pleases him. He uses what he wants. He does what he wants. He makes what he wants. He is Saka Iniyama. Nobody told him to make the land, to make the sea, to breathe. And make something called air or wind.
Ina maha andie kaya ba. Ina hashi andie kaya. Any handie kaya. I release the power of the Holy Ghost on your life to bless you and bless you. I declare the blessings of Jehovah over your life. May the Lord change you for your enemies to be ashamed. May the Lord shame your enemy. May he lay a table, a big, big table, a mighty, precious table before you in the presence of your enemies to them that wishes you death, to them that wishes that you are always under the cover, to them that wishes that you are always hiding your face. But glory to God, you will never bow down to the enemy anymore. You have to come out, arise, and take your word of God into you and call on him and make a covenant, say something to him and follow it. Stay on your word and he will stay on his word. Give him something and he will give it back to you. In the kingdom of God, there's offerings and sacrifices. You have to do it. You have to offer your life as a living sacrifice to him. He will do it. He will do it. Anything that you deem fit to the before the Lord, say it to him and command your blessings. Because I believe that children of God should not suffer anymore. We are tired. We are tired of going and running around and chasing people to pray for us. This is the time that the Lord is releasing his power. He is giving power to his people. He is giving us power to prophesy and to heal, to do everything. It's up to you to also rise up and open. Let the Lord open your eyes. Lema kainiaba. I plead the blood over your life in the name of Jesus. I plead the covenant blessings of the people of ages over your life. May the ancient days dwell in your life in the name of Jesus. You are the head and not the tail. You will never lack a thing. You will never lack a king to rule. The people begin to wonder where you are coming from. May they say, who is she? We can't make her up. May they begin to look for you and even say, oh, she's my friend. She used to be my friend. Oh, de makaya. Because the Lord is going to separate you from the many. De maha. Ikayama. He's going to shock many. You're going to blow. Ikanamashi. He's going to blow your mind. But you yourself will not know what it is. Ikayina. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord be with you. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, may he order your steps in Jesus' name.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. Shining in the light of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy.
I long for